I'm finding out that everyone is really quite a mess. I'm finding out that everyone is really quite a mess. I'm finding out. I found out that everyone is really quite a mess. I bet that you really cannot guess how many people I confess I've eaten today. Weirdos, one of the things that is really interesting to me is this relationship now between the live stream here that you're listening to and the podcast. I've put a lot of focus into the podcast lately, and I feel a little guilty about it, frankly. I feel guilty about neglecting the live broadcast stream here, which, of course, is the origin of the whole thing. I mean, it's what makes us what we are. So what I want to say about that is that I welcome the podcast listeners, and I'm going to continue to make special pre-recorded studio broadcasts for the podcast. But broadcasts like this, when I'm when I'm speaking to the live audience like this, I'm going to record this and post this to the podcast as well. So the podcast does kind of get the best of both worlds, because I have the pre-recorded things, and then I have the I have the pre-recorded things, and then, you know, I have the live things. So in some sense, the podcast is the place to find all the material. But that being said, those of you who are listening right now at Tuesday at 5:40, what are you talking about? Those of you who are listening right now, Tuesday at 5:43 p.m., of course, that's Eastern Standard Time, you are really listening to me right now. I mean, there's that sense that right here, right now, we are here together.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hello.
I want to hear some weird music hitting yes? out of the internet.
Okay.
Go to
Bebo. You know, I should probably get rid of that sound then, because I don't really want to plug these other guys, you know. But I do like including the samples from the Weirdos line. Can you hear that dog bat barking in the background? I do like to hear, to include the samples from the Weirdos messages. So if you feel moved to call in and leave a message on the Weirdos line, I will eventually circulate them around and play them. I'm not so weird. You're weirder than I am. You motherfucking weirdos. So yes, if you want to leave a message, your message can end up like that one, all scrambled up and happening on the live broadcast. And I'm working on being able to patch in live callers, but that's not working just yet.
Jeremy
Halpern, Dan Botstein. Dan Botstein. Yes, that was a playwright. I directed his play a couple years ago, and he was an interesting guy. So that's the polite way. So anyway, haven't been live for a long time, actually. I've been doing these pre-recorded podcasts, and it feels so weird to be live again. But you know, I came home and I saw that some people were listening to the radio station, and I said, you know, I have just got to get on live. But if you want to test the call-in procedure and you're listening, I can give it a go. I'm not sure it's going to work, frankly, is the point. So I'm a little like, let's not try it today. But, you know, we're going to get it going. So do call in and leave messages now, and I promise in the next couple of days I'm going to test that call-in procedure and make sure that people can call in and contribute live to the broadcast We can have an interactive conversation, and all sorts of weird stuff can happen. I don't even want to think about how weird it could be. So, yes. But part of the problem is that in order to patch in the phone, I have to patch in, like, this whole other system and a different microphone, and it gives me a lot of added capabilities, because at that point, I can do just about anything. I can't shut up that dog. But the point is, I could do just about anything, but at the same time, it's so convenient when I can just turn on the freaking microphone and start broadcasting. I mean, that's really satisfying to me. The radio station continues and it's going 24 hours a day, and then when I see that listeners are tuned in, boom, I'm on there. I'm talking to them. I'm talking to the listeners that are listening right now, today, Tuesday, the 21st. At 5:47 p.m. Eastern Time. That's right. I see somebody is listening using iTunes for Windows. You know, and I just want to say that's great. Personally, I'm not a big fan of the Windows operating system, and anyone who knows me knows that. But the point is that if you're using iTunes for Windows, you're getting a taste of what it's like to use a Mac. And if you haven't used a Mac, you gotta try it, man. The difference is huge. You know, I think most of the people think that Windows is better than Mac really haven't tried it. And let me tell you, I've tried every operating system that there is. I've used Unix, I've used Sun Microsystems, I used to have an Amiga. I've tried them all. And OS X is the best operating system ever. It is so fucking cool. It really works, and it's fun to use, productive, pretty, and stable. So really, trust me, if you want a computer that works, get a Mac. And you know, that's a free ad I'm doing for Apple. Although I am hoping to get Apple to include my podcast in the new release of iTunes, which is going to include podcasting. And I'm very excited about that because, you know, we used to have this radio station used to be listed in iTunes years ago. And it was under the eclectic section. And because the name of the radio station begins with the number one, we were at the top of the list. We were the first thing in the eclectic section of Apple's iTunes. So we got a lot of listeners during that time. I mean, a lot. So we don't get quite that many listeners these days. But if we could get our podcast listed in iTunes, we might be able to get back to that kind of listenership. And that was very exciting.
Oh, you should have known.
Hey, Jared.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's in your hand?
Yeah.
I'm in your hand, I'm in your hand, I'm in your hand,
that's a good sample. That's one of the new ones. That was just left a little while ago, a couple weeks ago. And you see, I like to use a lot of different effects on the different samples.
We're fading out. See you after the fade out.
Man, I am hungry. I am freaking starving. Oh, my stomach is actually in pain. I'm so hungry. Oh, man. What do I got to eat? Hey, I got some potato chips. They're not just any old potato chips. They're dirty potato chips. Oh, they're so dirty. Don't you like the dirty potato chips? They're very dirty. Potato chips. I'm going to eat them right now. Nom, 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 nom. Oh, boy. That's good. It's a honey mustard flavor. I didn't always like mustard. I really like mustard now. Oh, I'm not kidding. Mustard is just the thing now. I try all these different kinds of mustard, and I really like them. don't like it too spicy, but I really like a good mustard. Oh, man. Oh, delicious. Yeah. Potato chips. I like potatoes. Potatoes are a great food. If I was a farmer, you know, if I had to grow my own food and live off of it, potatoes, man. Potatoes would get me going. They're so easy to make. You don't have to do anything really weird with them, you know. You can just bake them up or heat them for a long time, mash them, all that shit. I love potatoes! Oh, yeah! Potatoes! Oh, can you hear the blood, sweat, and tears? The mutilated bit of blood, sweat, and tears in there. Oh, man, I was so nervous today. I really thought that was it, you know. I really thought it was over.
That was a good place to win yourself some cash and crate tickets during the day.
Yeah, cash and crate tickets, yeah. I really thought I had lost this beautiful girl. No evidence, really. I was just pretty paranoid. It's not like anything went wrong or we were having a problem or anything. I just hadn't heard from her in a while. She's on vacation. So I was like, oh my God, I lost her. And she's never come back to me. And I'll never find somebody that beautiful again because she's so beautiful. And then she called me. And, you know, I'm telling you. I have fallen hard. This woman, oh boy, they don't get better than this, let me tell you. I mean, she is so gorgeous. It's just a pleasure to be in the room with her. She's so brilliant. And whenever we're talking about something really interesting every time, really interesting. And she's very perceptive. Nothing gets by her. Nothing can happen that she will not notice. So observant, so precise and perceptive. So what can I tell you? I'm crazy about this woman. And I can't wait till she gets back in town. Oh boy. Yeah, being with her is real dreamy. You know. What can I tell you? I got nothing but good things to say about it. So I am hoping that all of you out there in Weirdo's Land are finding true love as well. Weirdos deserve love. Weirdos need love too. But weirdos need something else besides love. Weirdos need to not be normal. And I know that's not easy. Normality is all around us. Many forces are trying to get you to be more normal. But don't you do it. Don't be more normal. Be proud to be weird. It's good that you're weird. It's a good thing. I'll see you after the fade out.
We're live.
It's so great to be alive. So I'm going to wrap it up here pretty soon, I think. I've been rambling on for about 15 minutes.
Weirdo's live.
And, you know, 15 minutes of yapping. 3 p.m. It's actually 6 p.m.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah?
I find you incredibly sexy.
Oh,
last night I took
Weirdos Live.
Weirdos Live. From New York City, everybody knows it's really shitty, but everybody wants
live.
To be here anyway, and that is why I live here just another day, cause it is sure fun to walk down the street and see all the dirt on the people you meet, yeah! The dirt, the garbage, the smell. The architecture, the restaurants, the culture, and all that shit. It's a shitty city, but I love it to death. It's a shitty city, but I love it to death. It's a shitty city, but I love it to death. It's a shitty city, but I love it to death. It's a shitty city, but I love it to death. It's a shitty city. It's a shitty city, but I love it to death. It's a shitty city, but I love it to death. Oh, 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 and I thought I was gonna stop soon. But it's hard, people are listening. I like performing to the people live. How can I refuse my audience? Welcome to the show, audience. It's so great to have you here. And when I have my audience live, it feels so nice to be here with my audience live and say, hello, I like you. I do. I like the people who tune into this
live.
Radio station live. Because they're my kind of people. You are my kind of people. I mean, why else would you tune into a station like this? You have to be my kind of people. People I don't like wouldn't be bothered listening to this kind of nonsense.
Weirdos Live.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
And I just wanted to tell you that the bonus that you're doing with.
Yeah? That's pretty cool. Wow. And you know, somebody's listening to the archive. I think that's great. Yeah, everything is happening for me now. I'm so lucky. I'm so motherfucking lucky. I can't tell you how fucking lucky I am.
You see, this is wrong. I expect you to make calls at
yeah.
this hour of the morning.
I see.
Whereas other people expect that they're allowed to call me, and I don't
I
appreciate
know.
That.
Neither do I.
I've had a very hard evening. I have very low self-esteem.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
I'm really afraid to
Jennifer.
Take the train. It's like
the voice you're hearing is a friend of mine, an actress that I work with, very, very classy lady, very, very good person, and I really appreciate her friendship.
was really there for me when I was depressed. And that was really helpful. She would leave these long messages on my machine because she knew that I would mix them in to the music here, and she's such an interesting person that way, you know? She really is ready to be out there and really has something to say to the world. I wrote a song for her called Losing Your Voice because when I first met her, she had terrible laryngitis, and yeah, I don't know who that guy is, but Jennifer Callen, if you ever hear this broadcast, you'll know I'm thinking good thoughts about you, and you are well deserving of them. You're a real pirate, Jenny. She really could play that role quite well. So I gotta wrap this thing up eventually, man. I mean, if you people weren't listening all this time, I'm sure I would have tuned out a long time ago. But the audience is here, and they call me, and I must be there.
I should make voices on your machine because it's really good. People call you. If you are available, we'll pick up a proclaim.
And you know who that is? That's Kelly. So that's a good mix there on this particular tune. You've heard some of my friends. That's good. Kelly is someone I work with. She's a wonderful person as well. Very competent, very interesting, very smart. So that's good. So people, they're not all bad. Mostly, they suck shit. But some people are quite interesting and reasonable and worth knowing. Doesn't happen often, but when it does, you gotta keep in touch with them. This is definitely going to be the last part of this broadcast, okay? I promise you. Done for the day, I'm done for a lifetime. Done for the day, I'm done for a lifetime. Oh. Done for the day, I'm done for a lifetime. Done for the day, I'm done for a lifetime. Done.
Before there were wheels, were there revolutions?